even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello, you're tuned into Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, we're going to dive into the subject of African Americans and diabetes. Now, some of you may be aware that African Americans are disproportionately afflicted with diabetes when compared to other ethnicities. Now, that could be contributed to multiple reasons. Diabetes seems to be hereditary, or it can be related to poor dietary or nutritional intake. Diabetes can be related to a malfunctioning pancreas. But what I have been privy to be a part of a conversation that addressed African Americans and diabetes, and this topic was of this particular conversation, was that African Americans are greatly afflicted with diabetes because lack of education, lack of knowledge in regards to diabetes management and treatment. Now, some of you may know, or some of you may not know, I am an African American woman. So when the higher ups speak about African Americans, I tend to lend an ear. I want to hear, especially when it's health related. Now, when it was mentioned that African Americans suffer from diabetes because lack of education or lack of knowledge in relation to the disease, I had to do an evaluation. First off, I had to think, was this information true? Do I believe that African Americans lack education and knowledge when it comes to the management and treatment of diabetes? And so what I did is I thought about my friends and family who suffer from diabetes. And then I used the patients that I encountered, the diabetic patients that I encountered, the newly diabetic patients that I encountered. I also used the patients that I knew who were diabetic that also had high blood pressure. I also thought about the patients that I knew who were diabetic and also required hemodialysis. So I was forced, because of all of the information that I was able to gather from my experience with diabetes through patients, friends, and family, I had to conclude that yes, African Americans do lack education and knowledge when it comes to the treatment and management of diabetes. Now, let me clarify what I'm saying. I know that there are some highly educated, sophisticated African Americans, and I'm not by any means denouncing that African Americans are an educated group. But what I am saying is that, yes, there is a barrier. There is a deficit when it comes to diabetes. The proof is present. The proof is when I see my family member who does not take their blood sugar, who is not doing that finger prick in the timely manner in which was prescribed by the healthcare practitioner. I can say that there is a lack of education and knowledge with diabetes when I look at a family member and they are eating burritos and nachos with a Coke for brunch. There is proof that there is lack of education and knowledge in the African American community when it comes to diabetes, because I see the patient who is suffering from neuropathy, who is going blind behind diabetes, who has acquired the cousins of diabetes, which is hypertension and high cholesterol. All of these deficits, all of these negatives, oftentimes can be prevented through education and knowledge. Through education and knowledge. Education and knowledge will tell you why it's important to check your blood sugar first thing in the morning before you go to bed at night and possibly after meals. Education and knowledge will tell you as a diabetic why it is important for you to be mindful of what you put into your body. What you feed your body, not only what you feed your body, but how much of it that you feed your body. Education and knowledge pertaining to diabetes can prevent complications such as amputations, such as the need for dialysis, such as neuropathy and high cholesterol, high blood pressure, the loss of sight. The lack of knowledge, the lack of education in regards to diabetes can put you in a very, very sad place. So, on the flip side of that, so we have established, yes, there is some deficit in knowledge and education when it comes to African Americans in relation to diabetes. But what can we do to overcome that deficit? Well, as a nurse, as a public speaker, I want to use my, and I often use my platform to talk about diabetes, to share the knowledge that I have. That's what I'm doing. But what can you do? You can read. You can read about diabetes management. You can ask to be assigned a diabetic educator through your healthcare practitioner. And to tell the truth, you don't only have to go through your doctor for a diabetic educator, you can go directly to your health insurance company. You can also speak to a registered dietitian. You also can Google. Google is at our fingertips. It's on your phone, your laptop, your desktop. Go to the American Diabetes Association. Find out what is the most current treatment available. And if you're not on it, speak to your doctor about, are you a candidate for it? And some of you guys know that I am not the biggest advocate for medication. But when you're non-compliant, or if you lack education or knowledge when it comes to diabetes, then you will have to take the insulin injections. You will be required to take the oral anti-diabetic agents like metformin or glyburide or glipizide. There's tons of other medications out, but I want you guys to know that medication does not have to be the first choice. There is things that you can do to lower your blood sugar and control your blood sugar most of the time. Now, this message is more specifically to type 2 diabetes right now, because type 1 diabetes, you know, that's when the pancreas is not controlled. The blood sugar levels are not being controlled by what you eat and exercise. With type 1 diabetes, there's more of a malfunction with the pancreas. So with type 2 diabetes, you have a little bit more control over your numbers. You have a little bit more control over what your blood sugar levels are. So this message is more specifically to the people who have type 2 diabetes, those that can control their health state right now. So if you're African American, this message is for you. If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. If you have a loved one who suffers from diabetes, this message is for you. I want to encourage you guys not to be a statistic, not to put your health, your life, it's not just your health, it's your life, only in the hands of your healthcare practitioner. Your health is your responsibility. Use the resources available to you to educate yourself on diabetes, on what the treatment is. If your doctor has prescribed you medication, it is up to you to research that medication. Now, as a healthcare professional, I like to believe that I share the information that I have with my friends, with my family. I believe that with my patients, I thoroughly discuss their new diagnosis within the scope of my practice. I inform them on how to prevent complications, how to manage their blood sugars. I go over what is the normal range that their levels should be in. And as a diabetic, this is information that you should know off top. If you do not know it, I want to encourage you to know it. If you don't know it, you are doing yourself a disservice. Now, before I wrap up this recording for today, I want to remind you guys of the acronym I developed, which is PRAY, prioritize your health, research your family history, stay active, love yourself, take care of yourself. This is the only body that you have. Take care of yourself. Okay, this is your girl, Nurse T. Thank you for tuning in to Everyday Health. And I really hope that you receive something from this message.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?